WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Wallace. Democrats packed town halls in several cities today to share their concerns about the moves the Trump administration has been making. This woman spoke at a gathering in Santa Clara, California.
We are now looking at cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and even the canceling of possible research for breast cancer because it's DEI to do research for women. I am so frightened.
Congressman Ro Khanna says he'll hold more town halls in California's red districts.
Doing not just these town halls, but taking that message on the streets in districts across the country.
Social Security recipients who can't verify their identity online will soon have to visit an agency office in person. Max Richman is the CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare.
These claims of fraud are an excuse, a pretext to interfere with the Social Security system. And the end goal here is to cut and privatize Social Security.
CBS News has learned many FEMA employees will have to reapply for their jobs as the Trump administration looks to cut that agency further. One Louisiana official says state governments cannot pick up the slack if FEMA is dismantled.
I don't think there's agreement that that could happen.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang is the co-chair of the National Association of Counties Task Force that's working on recommendations to modernize FEMA and to update disaster policies. She says the federal government needs to be involved in disaster response in some way, shape, or form.
You need capacity beforehand. You need trained people beforehand working these events.
While Shang says state governments have qualified people that can help with disaster relief, they don't have the resources that the federal government has to help victims.
We're overwhelmed at the local government. The state is overwhelmed.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
Strong winds are fueling several wildfires in the western Carolinas. South Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency. WSPA-TV reporter Kelsey O'Donnell is in Polk County, North Carolina.
I was petrified.
Laura and Lee Teeter consider themselves few of the lucky ones. Their rental property spared by a nearly 200-acre fire in Polk County. Mark and Amanda had just flown in from L.A. renting the cabin for the weekend, thinking they were escaping the California wildfire cleanup, only to face another round of evacuations.
In a March Madness upset, 10th-ranked Arkansas knocked out number 2 St. John, 75-66.
Both these teams left it all on the floor today.
No doubt.
An unbelievable NCAA tournament game.
A call on CBS Sports. Arkansas advances to the Sweet 16. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Hey, let's kick off the 10 o'clock hour with a double dip of brand new music from Marsden. This is his new single called Keepsake. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
From home.
I've got time. Reasons why we've got tears pouring from our eyes.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with Marsden. That has got the time. Before that, Keepsake. Marsden is working on a lot of brand new music right now. If you go to his website, marstonmusic.com, you'll find out all the information. No shows on the books right now, but I'm sure he'll get out and do a show very soon. Marsden here on Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. After Hours. I'm Jimmy K. filling in for Rob Roberts, who filled in for me tonight during the 6 to 10 segment of Max Inc. Radio. Thanks to him for filling in. Thanks to Rocker for the great show. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you're in luck. You can listen to it a couple of more times. Tonight at midnight, the show will re-air. Tomorrow, Sunday at 6 p.m. to midnight, you can hear the replay. And, of course, you can grab the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. Coming up in this hour, I've got some music from bands from the Rocker Jamboree. That's happening May the 4th at the Burr Oak. I'll have more information for you in just a couple of minutes with that. We'll do some Electromag and Subatomic. Right now, some music from Where is the Key? This is Echoes. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music, the Mighty Subatomic and their song Hey Fool, Electromag before that, and their song War Child. Of course, Subatomic, Electromag, along with Last Crack, Magic 7, and Mindox. They are all part of the Rocker Jamboree is happening at the Burr Oak Sunday, May the 4th be with you. The doors open at noon for the show. The show starts at 1 and we're going to be done by 5. So if you like me and you like those afternoon shows, this is the show for you. Plus, it's all for a good benefit. We're putting on a little fundraiser for Rocker to help him with his medical expenses after his heart attack. Plus, a portion of the proceeds are also going to be donated to Mama Cares, a great organization here in Madison, taking care of musicians and artists that need help in our area. It's the Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. Want to say thanks to our sponsors for the show, the Aaron Weber Group, Ethical Trade Company, Aftershock Classic Arcade, Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Brainstormer Studios, and Madison Drum Makers. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May 4th. Hope to see you there.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, 4 locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With 3 Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It may take a while to make me whole again in your eyes. But I don't care, 'cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in my. Perfect specimen, but you are no great scientist. guess my house is not a petri dish. Examine something else. I don't care to tell you everything, for you are no great therapist. I have had quite enough of this. Go counsel someone else. I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip, and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. My forehead is hot to the touch, and I have not been sleeping much, but you are no great doctor. I'll be seeing someone else. I've had my run-ins with the law, but you'll never be my one phone call. You are no great judge, but if you must go judge yourself. I try to be great, I always make mistakes, and I slip, and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. Make me whole again in your eyes. But I don't care, 'cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in mine. And I try to be great, I always make mistakes, and I slip, and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. If I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. If I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl.
Yeah.
Destination. That is brand new. Something to do from Here Comes the Panic. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Andrew David Weber out of Milwaukee before that with Crawl. Hey, I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. After Hours. Filling in for Rob Roberts, who filled in for me earlier tonight. Hey, if you're in a band or a solo artist, you have brand new music coming out, you want to get it out to the people, here's what you do. Shoot me an email, music@civicmedia.us, include an electronic press kit, all the important details, maybe some upcoming shows, your shoe size, what you'd like to do on Sunday afternoons. Love to hear about it right now. music@civicmedia.us. We'll get your music on the air, maybe even invite you in for an interview at some point. We'd love to meet you. I got music on the way this hour from Lords of the Trident. We'll do some 94 Distortion. Mickey Magnum just around the corner. Right now, brand new music from the Known Unknowns. Here we go on Max Inc. Radio.
Here we go!
Gonna save my soul.
save my soul. And I still believe, believe in rock and roll. And I still believe that rock's gonna steal the show. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Go Play God and Never Enough. Mickey Magnum before that. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll, and the Knowing Unknowns in there too with Here We Go. Here we go. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. You can catch us on the overnight as well on those nights. You can always get the podcast too, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. page. All the podcasts, live in the lair, the interviews, full shows, whatever you like is waiting for you right now. While you're on the website, be sure to grab the Civic Media app. Put that on your device. Take us everywhere you go. Some great shows across Civic Media. You don't want to miss any of them. Civicmedia.us. Coming up after the top of the hour news break, I got a double dip of Last Crack. I dubbed that Essential Last Crack. Plus, I'll have details about the Rocker Jamboree happening Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison. We'll do some 94 Distortion in just a couple of minutes. Right now, Lords of the Trident. It's the Ballad of John Milwaukee. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. A burn ban is still in effect for North Carolina as wildfires spread under critical fire weather. And it's not just there. There are also fires spreading in the Miami area. CBS Miami reporter Steve Maggiore is in Florida City, which is just north of the Florida Keys.
Helicopter crews have been dumping water around the clock to contain the flames. State emergency management officials are sending smaller vehicles to squeeze through narrow paths, and they're using a plane with fire-stopping chemicals that they got from Tennessee. And this is all happening during spring break when people are coming down to the Florida Keys.
After firing more than 200 probationary workers from the nation's Federal Disaster Relief Agency, the Trump administration has taken its first step to dismantle FEMA altogether. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
In an email labeled hiring update obtained by CBS News, FEMA informed employees of a new hiring process, overhauling contract renewals for more than two-thirds.